Just a picture-perfect Saturday afternoon for baseball. The Pirates and Cubs from Wrigley Field on Saturday. Get your camera ready in the bottom of the first for Andrew McCutchen.
Right. The next offering, looper into shallow left center field. On the run, McCutchen dives, and McCutchen makes a sensational backhand diving catch. What a play by McCutchen. The 3-1. Happ hits one in the air, deep left field. Back goes Jaso. That ball's got a chance. Gone! Ian Happ to the opposite field. He took advantage of a 3-1 pitch, put a good swing on it, and that ball was about five rows deep and straight away left up in the bleachers. This ball game is tied 1-1. Schwarber hits one high in the air. Deep left center. It's got a chance. Back to back. Kyle Schwarber with a long home run. Cubs lead 2-1.
Wrigley's rocking now. Back to back home runs happen now. Schwarber, both opposite field home runs. And this is a towering blast by Schwarber. I'm telling you, as soon as it leaves the bat, McCutchen knew it in center.
And Polanco drives one to deep center field. Back goes Ian Happ, back to the center field fence, and that ball is a home run. And just like that, the Pirates take a 3-2 lead. Cubs jumped out to a 2-1 lead. Here's a drive to the gap in left center. That's a base hit. This goes all the way to the vines. Cervelli around third being waved in. There's going to be a play on him at the plate. Baez throw home is high. A run scores. And down to third goes Mercer. Baez from shallow left center threw the ball too high over the head of Contreras. A good throw they would have had. Cervelli, but it is now 4-2 Pirates. The 1-2. A swing and a line drive. One hop to Mercer. He gloves it and throws to first in time to end the inning. Rizzo hit it sharply, but the one hop liner right to the shortstop Mercer, and that ends the inning. The Cubs do not score. They leave a pair. We go to the ninth inning. Pittsburgh 4, Cubs 2.
The Pirates even the series with the Cubs at a game apiece after Saturday's 4-2 victory. Ivan Nova wins. He improves to 9-6, lasting 6 2/3, giving up just 3 hits and 2 runs. The Cubs took a 2-1 lead into the top of the 6th before giving up 3. Here's Cubs manager Joe Maddon on what went wrong.
I was just saying that to Theo. It happened so quickly. Jake was going along very nicely. Double. Then he gets the ground out. They don't advance the runner. I felt kind of good about that. Historically, Polanco has got, not really great numbers against Jake, so all good. And then the homer. I mean, that pitch almost looked like a pitch out. It was so far away from him, and he hit it well. And then Cervelli, Mercer, I just did not see all that coming that quickly. And then finally we made a move. But I thought Jake was doing really well right up to that point. Yeah, Javi was upset with himself. But don't use Wilson as a litmus test. He does that all the time. No, of course, guys, everybody's looking to do better. Frustrated at bats when they're missing their pitch or fouling their pitch off. That just happens to anybody right now. Rivero was throwing the ball extremely well. I thought Schwarb's looked like we were talking about before the game, short movements, quick to the ball. That's all I saw all night. I thought he looked really good with that. Of course, Happ continues. KB, great at bat, double play, hit the ball hard. Rizzo versus Rivero squares up 1-on-1 right at the shortstop. Things like that. I mean, we just got to keep working through it until it comes back our way.
Jake Arrieta loses. He drops to 8-7, lasting 5 2/3, giving up 6 hits, 3 earned runs, and talks about his outing.
Well, it started out a little shaky. Not really good feel. I mean, I hit two guys. Started off the game with a 3-0 count to Frazier, but was able to kind of lock it in and clean some things up. For the most part, really, until the sixth, and then I didn't do a good job of mixing pitches. I relied heavily on the sinker for the most part of the game, and I think in the third, fourth, and fifth, mixing some really good breaking balls and some good changeups. But then in the sixth, like I said, I relied a little too heavily on the sinker and made two mistakes that cost us really.
John Lester takes the mound for the Cubs on Sunday in the finale of the 3-game series.